Episode 15. Shalom, this is Rabbi Eliyahu Mitrov with this week's Talmud podcast. This week we're going to be covering the second Tosfos on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph of Bam Metzia. The Mishnah stated that if the Shomer decides to pay instead of taking Shavua, so if later we catch the thief who stole the animal, he's the one that's going to receive the fine. The Gemara has a difficulty with this because it's a Davish Lo Ba'olam. The fine does not exist in the world yet. So how is it possible that he can acquire it? So now the Gemara went to answer. And it says, Amarova, Nase Komelo. We make it as if, he said to him, the rabbis make it as if it was said at the handing over of the original animal. Kishetignaiv Tirtsev Tishlume. If and when this animal gets stolen and you want to pay, Hari Parati Knuya Lecha Ma'akshav, I will give you the entire animal from now. In other words, it's going to be a din limafreya, retroactive. If the animal gets stolen and in the future you pay, it will be as if you acquired the animal from the very beginning. And therefore, it's not a Devash Lo Ba'olam. Why? Because the animal itself is in the world right now, and that's what I'm selling you. So Rashi explains like this, Nase ka'omer lo, b'shas mesir lo. It's as if they said to him at the time of the handing over of the animal, the Kimle Rubanin that the rabbis established, the Nichelo Labailim, that it should be good for the Bailim, Shiye Betuach Becharin, that they should be insured of their Karen, Amanashiye Safikefo Asid Levo, Shoa Shomer. In other words, they set it up that the Shomer is going to want to pay because there's a possibility that he'll get the double payment. Vahari hi kamosra lo amanaskein. And therefore the assumption is that the Baal handed over to the Shomer on this assumption. She'im titnagev yishalem lo akarin, that if it gets stolen and the Shomer pays the karin, she'teyeh para kanuya lecha, it will be as if the animal was actually given over to him, mishas mesira, way back in the beginning. Nimsa limafreya kishenignav aganav shawar shomahisa. Retroactively, it will come out that the cow was actually stolen from the Shomer. The para kavar hi ba'olam, and this para is still in the world, so we don't have a problem of a davar shelo ba'olam. And now we can understand how the Shomer acquired the kefel. It's because he acquired the cow retroactively. Comes on the Gemara with a difficulty and asks, Matkif le Rav Zera. Rav Zera has a problem. Ihachi afila gezizus vlados nami. If that's true, so he should also acquire all the gezizus of vlados, all the wool, and all the children that came out of the animal. Why it was by the Shomer? He should acquire that also, even if it was there for years. Why? Because he now acquired the cow retroactively. What's the problem with that? The Gemara says, Alama Tanya, why is there a brisa that says, Chutz mezik gezizos vlados? The brisa says he doesn't get the gezizos vlados. So how can you explain the legal mechanism to be retroactive if he doesn't get the gezizos vlados? Because if it is retroactive, he actually owned the animal from day one, and the gezizos vlados belong to him, to the Shomer. Rashi explains, Ihachi, if so, the nimse shahayse shalo mashas rishone, if it was actually belonged to the Shomer from the very beginning, Yizku af begezizos vlados, shiyu lo mishavaba lebeso, everything grew inside of his house and he owns it. Dekevich enignav rotzi lishilem, and now since he wants to pay because the thing got stolen, Nimsa shalo lemafreya, it will come out that all the children and all the wool that came off this animal belongs to him because he acquired it lemafreya, retroactively. So Rav Zera wants to answer his own question. The Gemara continues, Eila amar Rav Zera v'nase ka'omer lo chutz magezizos vlados. He put a tanai, he put a condition in there from the very beginning. You will acquire the animal retroactively, but you will not get the gezizos vlados. The Gemara asks, well, my Pascha, what's the svara behind this? Stama de milsa, simple. Shivcha da'asa ma'alma avit inish demakne. Things that come from the outside we give the shomer, like the kefal, the fine of double. Shivcha demagufo lo avit inish demakne. But the things that come off the animal directly from the animal's body, that we didn't have in mind to give to the shomer. So it comes out that the answer is a little bit more complicated. In order for this to be a case of a davar shebaolam, a thing in the world, we have to come on to the rabbi saying that he had a mind to give it to him retroactively and not the gezizah of Lados. But now we have a second opinion of Rava. We have an Ikad Amre. It says, Ikad Amre, Amar Rava, Nase Ka'omer Lo, will make it that the Rabbanim said to him, when a thing gets stolen, v'tir tse v'tishlume, and you want to pay, no, you will acquire it retroactively. But retroactively, just by an hour, will say that the rabbis had in mind that when you handed over the animal to the shomer, the deal was, in the future, if you pay, I will give you the kefal. How will I do that? I'll give you the cow 1 hour before it was stolen. So the Gemara asks, my Benayhu, what's the difference between these two answers? Iku Benayhu, Kushia de Rev Zera. First of all, the difficulty of Rev Zera of the Gezizos of Lados is no longer a problem. Why? Because he acquired it 1 hour before it was stolen. So we don't have to worry about the wool, and we don't have to worry about any children. Secondly, Inami de Kaimala Ba'agam. If the animal happened to be in a hefker place, not within the reshus of the shomer when it was stolen, it was outside his domain. So therefore, the kinyan will work, because according to this new answer, that he acquires it 1 hour before it was stolen, the kinyan is a kinyan chatzer. The acquisition is going to occur through being in his domain, because we're no longer using the original handing over the Mesira as a kinyan. We're now using the kinyan chatzer, which occurs just before the theft. And Rashi explains, Somek l'geneva to kenu yilecha. Sha'a achas lifnei geneva, just before the geneva, tiye apar kenu yilecha. This par will be yours. And therefore, we have a thing that's in the world, and that's the cow. Kushia de Rev Zera, the Lishna Basra Lekla Kushia de Vlados. According to the second understanding, we don't have the problem of the Vlados. Because he acquired it just before it was stolen. Inami dahai v'kam magam. Alternatively, a nafka meter will be if it is outside the chatzer of the shomer when it got stolen. Kishenigneva leganav, when the thief stole it, the lishna baso lo kani kafele, he will not acquire the kefal. Why? The hasomek leganeva lo haisa b'chatzro, because just before it was stolen, it was not in his chatzer. Shetiye chatzer kani lo, in order for the chatzer, the courtyard, to acquire for him. Umeshika d'shasa lo havye. And the original handing over, that was way before, so it's not available now. But my nickname, so how is it possible that he acquires it? He must acquire it through a kinyan chatzer, and it's not in the chatzer. So now Rashi has a question. He says, V'im tomer tikne kal meshicha rishona, shemeshach lo amanas liknos. Why don't we just say that when he hands it over, he has in mind that that handing over, that Mashicha, the original one, that that's going to be on condition that he acquires it just before the Geneva. So we won't have this problem of the Chatzer. So he explains, Daha Damrinan. It says over there in Besektes Kesubos, on Daf Pei, Beis, Amar Aleph, Ha'omer l'chaver ha'moshech parzu, if a man says, pull this animal, V'lo tikne lecha achre shloshim yom, but you won't acquire it until after 30 days, what's the din? Lo kone, it doesn't work. So we can't say that possibility. So in summary, the Gemara comes out that if we say we use the original handing over the animal as the kinyan, and we say you acquire it lima frey from that time, so then we have a problem with gezizos of Lados. One answer will be that the rabbis included that in the Tanai. The second answer will be, no, We don't go retroactively all the way back to the original handing over. We go to just before it was stolen. If that's true, so then we have a problem with the chatzer. Why? Because if it's not in the chatzer, it's not going to work because we're not using the original kinyan. We're using a kinyan chatzer. So it's true, we solved the problem of the gezizah of Lados, but we're left with the problem of the chatzer. Now comes along Tosfos with a difficulty. He says, listen, I have a kinyan that will work to solve all the problems. He says like this, Tema, the neighbor of the Nasei Ka'omer, make it as if the rabbi said to them, if in the future, when the thing gets stolen, I will give you my cow from now, so make the geneva to. It's not like the case of Rashi where he didn't say from now. He explains, and therefore, it's going to be acquired even if it's standing in an agam. Where do we know that from? Kedam Rav Yochanan, it says, Moshech para, if a man pulls an animal, zu, and he says to him, listen, you acquire this from now, and after 30 days, he acquires it even though it's standing in the agam. I'll read you that Gemara. The Gemara on Kesubos Pei Beis Amar Aleph says, Am Rav Yochanan, Omer lechaver lecha moshech hapara zu, lo tie kinui lecha el achos shloshim yom, koni afilo omedes ba'agam. We see that if a man says, pull this animal and you acquire it after 30 days, so it works, even if it's standing in the agam. And two lines later in Gemara later, it says, Am Rav Yochanan, if he said ma'akshav, it works. If he didn't say ma'akshav, it doesn't work. But we see it's a potential answer to both questions. Like Tosfos says, of the gezizos of Vlados lo kone. He's not going to acquire the gezizos of Vlados. And that's because it works somek l'geneva saw, just before the thing was stolen. And we also don't have the problem of a kinyan chatzer. Why? Because we're not using the chatzer as an acquisition. We're saying from now and in the future. So Tosfos goes to explain. Afal pi shomu ma'akshav, even though he said from now, ein kone nigmar ad somek geneva to. He does not actually make the acquisition until close to the theft. And he brings a proof of that from Rav Yochanan, like it says in Gemara Kedushin, on Daf Samek Amud Aleph. It says, Dam Rav Yochanan, Ba Echad, V'Kodesh Ma'akshav. If a man comes along and says, I want to marry you now, U'la'achush lo shimyon, and after 30 days, Ba Echad, V'Kodesh Ma'akshav, L'acher Kafyom, I want to marry you now, and after 20 days, I want to marry you now and after 10 days. Comes along another one and says, I want to marry you right now. Even if there's 100 of them, all of them have to give a get to this woman. Why? Because they left space. Since ma'akshav akushloshim yom means I'm married to you now, but the legality of the marriage will not actually be finished until after 30 days, so he left space those 30 days. And the guy 20 days left space for the guy who said 10 days, who left space for the guy who said 1 day. So in all these cases, we say that each one has to give a get. That's Shitas Rav Yochanan. If you look in the Gemara Kedushin, you'll see that Tosfos is paraphrasing the Gemara, but it comes out that this is what the Gemara is saying. So Tosfos now brought us a proof that when you say Ma'akshav, and after 30 days, we see that the Kenyan is not finished until the very end. So to here, if we say from now and just before the Geneva Torah, it will come out that the Kenyan will not be finished until the end, and therefore he will not acquire the Gezizos of Lados. And at the same time, we've solved the problem of where the kinyan is because we're not using a kinyan chatzer. We're using the kinyan which starts from the beginning and ends just before the thing is stolen. So now Tosfos' Kasha stands. Why did the Gemara bring this type of kinyan? Because it solves the problem, the gezeiza of Lados, and it solves the problem of where's the kinyan. So Tosfos now wants to come along and answer. He says, V'shema yesh lomar, to kedushin alime. Maybe the reason why each person has to give a get in this case is because kedushin is stronger. It's a forbidden thing. We have to take care of it. That since there was space left for each man to come in to marry this woman, and even though in theory, when we reach 30 days, we'll see that she was really actually married to the first man, but still, that original kinyan does not have enough strength to remove all the other kinyanim. And therefore, each man has to give her a get. And Pashas is not because that the kinyan didn't finish. It's because that retroactively, the first kinyan doesn't have the power to remove the other ones. Masha'en came by the gezeizah of Lados. Aval haka gezeizah of Lados, lekol pachos, hanhu de'isnuhu b'shas mesira. At least the wool that was on the animal originally, ahani ma'akshav, that's going to work. Liknosa somik ganeba lemafreya, that you will acquire retroactively. So it comes out that if he says ma'aksham from now and after 30 days, he will acquire the wool that was on the animal originally, because there's nothing stopping that acquisition from happening. So the basic understanding of Tosfos is that the acquisition is working retroactively. He says from now and after 30 days, which means what? That after 30 days, we go back to the beginning. And the reason why the other marriages work is because the first marriage doesn't have the strength to remove the other marriages. And the reason why the gezeizos of Lados are kone, because he kone is the original gezeizos of Lados retroactively. Comes along the Kehilas Yaakov and says it doesn't make any sense to say that the kinyan is retroactive. Why? He has two problems. First of all, it was retroactive. Why does Tosfos say that the Shomer only acquires the gezeizos and the vlados that were there from the very beginning and not what happened during the 30 days? If it was really retroactive, he would acquire all the gezeizos and vlados during the entire time that the Shomer was holding the animal. Second of all, if it works retroactive, how is it possible that we say that each individual has to give a get, a divorce to this woman? If after time we look at the case, we will see that really she was married to the first guy. Why? He said from now until after 30 days. Another guy came in the middle and tried to marry her. But if it was retroactive after 30 days, well, no, we'll see clearly who she was married to. She was married to the first guy. So why does Tosfos explain that we can't remove the other guys? Because Kedushin Alim, Kedushin is strong. We shouldn't have a problem. Retroactively, we'll know that she was married to the first guy. Therefore, the Kehilas Yaakov wants to explain that the kinyan is not working retroactively. That's not Tosfos' answer. Tosfos' answer is that the kinyan works in a different way. What does it mean, ma'aksha, from now, after 30 days? It means that right now he inquires it. It's a kinyan muklat. He says like this, kinyan gamar umuklat, akshav. There's only one problem. The time is a sibum of sedis. It's a preventative cause. Really, the kinyan, the acquisition, is absolute. He acquires it right now. But even though he acquired it right now, it's only for the time period of after 30 days or the time period just before the animal gets stolen. So the acquisition really happened now. Really now he is the baal. But he's a baal for a different time period. A time period in the future. So now we can answer the Kehilas Yaakov's kashas. The first kasha was that if it's retroactively, he should have just acquired the gezeizos and the vlados of the time when he made the kinyan. He should acquire all of them. The answer is no. He acquired that sheep exactly the way it was at the time of the acquisition. It happens to be that he acquired it for a different time period. So he doesn't get everything in between. He gets exactly what he acquired on that day. The nafka mina will be if it had a lot of hair on that day. And just before it was stolen, had a very little hair, he's going to have to compensate for that because he bought an animal with a lot of hair. He bought it right now. For when? For later. But the acquisition, he's the baal right now. And this also answers the second question of the Kehilas Yaakov. How can it be that we say that each one has to give a get if we say it was retroactive, she was really married to the first guy? The answer is that's not how it works. It's not retroactive. How can there be a chalos din kedushin on different people? Because each one, even though he made a kinyan, but he made a kinyan for a different time period. And since we're worried by kedushin, that is a possibility of an iser eshes ish, we force all of them to give a get. And we don't say that she was only married to one of them. So now the Tosfos makes sense. Tosfos' question was, I have a third possibility. Let's say from now until just before the theft. In such a case, I'll solve both problems. I'll solve the problem of the gezizos and vlados in the middle, which we say you can't have because of the brisa. And I'll solve the problem of the kinyan chatzir, because I'm not using a kinyan chatzir. I'm using the kinyan from now until 30 days. Tosfos comes along and answers, no, you still have the problem in the gezizos and vlados. Why? Because you're going to wind up getting the gezizos and vlados ma'akshav, the ones that you said on that day, you're going to wind up getting. And therefore, this type of kinyan is not better than the first type of kinyan, which the Gemara brought, which is retroactive. Because also in this case, you'll wind up with the gezizos and vlados, and therefore, that's the reason why the Gemara did not bring this possibility. Okay, that's it for this week's class. I hope you enjoyed it. Please share it with your friends. And please look below this video for any links to material that could possibly help you to understand this class.